This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This just in from WorldNet Daily. Dr. Corsi, feds suppressing draft criminal indictment against Hillary. This after the State Department's own inspector general found significant security risk and that Hillary Clinton lied repeatedly. Ron Paul's coming up to be discussing this and a lot more here in a moment. But look, let's play that clip one more time where they're talking about Donald Trump and the whole debate. And they were on the stage with him. He would stab him and keep stabbing him. It's clearly who he's talking about. The New York Times has had people call for him to be killed. They leave stuff up on Twitter and Facebook saying, kill him, kill Trump. But now none of that exists. And now he's had this writer on where they discussed killing him and said, you know, a good patriot needs to stand up and do this. And when they come out and Drudge links to an article about it, they say Drudge is evil and Drudge is a horrible person and a piece of garbage, close quote, because he even linked to a news article about it. Beck calls Drudge evil for suggesting he advocated a patriot killed Donald Trump. Co-host labels news icon despicable lying scumbag. Glenn Beck sensationally labeled Matt Drudge evil for linking to a post that suggested Beck and his guest on his radio show advocated a patriot assassinate Donald Trump if he becomes president. The American Mirror characterized Beck's discussion with best-selling author Brad Thor as an agreement between the two that they would only way to get Trump out of office was to apparently kill him. And you can tell they're scripting it as to not get in trouble with the Secret Service. And they say, let's just hypothetically, in a literary way, you know, talk about this. You know, we need, if Congress won't stop him, then we need somebody else to, you know, a patriot. This is really creepy, folks. So let's play Beck one more time from a few months ago at CPAC, and then let's play the latest one, and each time he denies that's even what he's saying. Here it is.
If I were on the stage, I would have said, have you been listening to him tonight?
Yeah.
Have you been listening to what I say about him?
And also, why would
I actually, I believe these things. Yeah, I'm not going to be,
would be weird.
Sit in their shoes. I mean, was he in gigantic shoes? How could you be
calling him? If I were close enough and I had a knife. Really, I mean,
wait, what?
The stabbing just wouldn't stop.
Okay, it's in full context on InfoWars.com. We're talking about Trump and how everybody should be against him and never Trump, and then they segue. But for time, I'm just showing the clip where he talks about stabbing him. Now this audio is really not that great, because I guess it is the Glenn Beck show, but Richard Reeves is on the road covering politics, and he was listening to it, following it, and monitoring enemy transmissions, and actually caught video of this audio for you. The full in context is up on InfoWars.com, but here's a shorter clip of it.
Well, we have talked about it before. We have seen it time and time again, but it's getting worse. Here's Jake Tapper on the latest National Enquirer angle.
Once again, journalists are in the unhappy predicament of trying to decide whether and how to cover false allegations raised by a candidate for president of the United States. This time, in the midst of Donald Trump's attacks on the Clintons using various scandals and accusations of Bill and Hillary Clinton's until his tragic suicide. In July 1993, Foster, who suffered from depression, drove to Fort Marcy Park in Virginia, walked into the park with an old
revolver.
Okay,
we're going to fade this down because of the time constraints, but you can see the full video. Then he says what a great job he's doing. Here's the Thor comment, also with Beck, talking about we need a patriot to step forward if Congress won't deal with Trump. Here it is.
With the feckless, spineless Congress we have, who will stand in the way of Donald Trump overstepping his constitutional authority as president? If Congress won't remove him from office, what patriot will step up and do that? If he oversteps his mandate as president, his constitutional granted authority, I should say, as president, if he oversteps that, how do we get him out of office? And I don't think there is a legal means available. I think it will be a terrible, terrible position the American people will be in to get Trump out of office, because you won't be able to do it through Congress.
Oh, I would agree with you on that.
So, again, they're the ones that started the fights with Matt Drudge and everybody. They're the people that are going after Trump, those people going after populism. He's the guy that goes and gives, you know, teddy bears to the illegals and all the rest of it. Will he give teddy bears to the troops that are being euthanized? I mean, it's all stunts.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We live in an incredible time, to say the least. We are seeing so many good things happen, but also so many bad things. We're seeing the Associated Press come out with a national poll a month ago showing that 6% of news consumers trust mainstream media. We're seeing the ratings go from bad to worse at CNN, MSNBC, and so many other platforms. Fox, to even stay pertinent, has to be Ron Paul / Alex Jones light. And, of course, Ron Paul's launched in the last few years his own radio TV network, now reaching tens of millions a month. We're doing the same thing. Competition is absolutely beautiful for a free market and an open society. That's why John D. Rockefeller called it a sin, famously. So I want to talk about these moves by the Federal Elections Commission deputy chair to try to censor the Internet, starting with Matt Drudge, and then talk radio, starting with Rush Limbaugh. Because if they can take down Matt Drudge or Rush Limbaugh, folks, they can take down anybody's free speech. And believe me, they have been eyeing Campaign for Liberty. They've been eyeing InfoWars. They've been eyeing Ron Paul's private media operations because they're so effective. So I wanted to speak with the former congressman and medical doctor and really the torchbearer worldwide for libertarian ideas, in my view, I think that's undisputed, about where he sees the world right now and what the establishment's going to do. Also, the big central banks are moving to try to abolish cash. he, for decades, tried to get the bill passed. It's very close to passing finally, after not even having any co-sponsors a few decades ago, to audit the Fed. It seems liberty's on the march, but also tyranny's on the rise. The best of times, worst of times. And we'll talk about campaign 2016 and more. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us. You look great. It's good to have you with us via your Skype connection.
Thank you, Alex. Good to see you today.
We've got about a 2 or 3 second delay, so I'll try to just not jump in too much, just with a few questions. You heard what I threw out. Where would you like to start? With the moves to censor? I don't think I've ever seen, with Facebook and all the rest of them being caught, censorship of this magnitude.
I think we live in an age where there is no understanding and no respect whatsoever for personal liberty and personal privacy. The founders understood it much better. They tried to protect us against a big government that would come in and destroy that. But there is a collusion between big business, corporatism, and big government that are in control, so therefore they can control the output. It used to be that newspapers did it in three major networks, and it was we understood it. And then it changed when there were more cable stations and internet stations and all. But they haven't quit. They're still challenging us. And you're right, the IRS has not been kind to us. They've been after us quite a few different times on some of our organizations, and they continue to do it. They'd like to bankrupt us, through all the money you have to spend to try to defend oneself. But I think what we're witnessing today is a result of an era ending. And I've talked about this for maybe 5+ years, about the end of an era. Because I believe the era of big government, the progressive era, really exhausted itself probably at the end of the last century. And now we have just been fidgeting and trying to keep things together. And that's why, the political parties are in shambles, the economy's in shambles, civil liberties are in shambles. But the real problem is that the system we have today isn't working. It's ending. Keynesian economics doesn't work. That model is bad and never worked. But that was the substitute for fascism and communism. And the 20th century did a pretty good job at smashing it, because it's a total failure. And there are still some who would like to be socialists and think that Venezuela is the way to go and all this nonsense. But, the markets are very powerful. The market said that fascism and communism failed. But the substitute, the American substitute of Keynesianism, economic planning, central banking, inflationism, fiat money, and running our lives, regulating our lives, taking away our liberties, and also this obsession with us believing that we are so exceptional that we can tell the rest of the world how to live, and we should be exceptional in dealing with our own problems and setting a good example. But so I think the mess that we're in today is the end of this era, and without anybody admitting this, we and those in the freedom movement have been trying to warn people of this and giving them an option, and quite frankly, I think we're doing fine there, even though, like you mentioned, Alex, on the introduction, statism and big government is alive and well. But they're bankrupt, so they will end, just as our empire will end. Keynesian economics will fail. The central banking system is going to fail. We just have to concentrate on it to energize another generation that there is an option for this. There is an alternative. And, of course, that's what I've been working on for quite a few years.
Absolutely, Dr. Paul. Expanding on that, looking at what the so-called left is doing, allied with the establishment Republicans in this country, similarly in Europe, where I know you've traveled and spoken extensively well, they now, because they were discredited last century, as you said, are instead just trying to dumb everyone down and really much overthrow reality and overthrow the engines of free market that are left, because they just can't compete with that even existing. Even though it brings down the civilization, they'd rather rural people, not be able to take care of themselves. They'd rather city people not be able to take care of themselves. They'd rather the whole country and the whole world be poor and rural a huge junk pile instead of a great civilization. And so my concerns are, what do you see them doing in their death throes? Because even most mainline analysts are starting to agree with you that we're coming to the end of a bubble, that no matter what the establishment does, they're not going to be able to suppress change. More and more young people are waking up. So clearly, I agree with you, this great turning that you've talked about for decades, but you've said is very close for 5 years, is pretty much here. But how do you expect the empire to strike back? I mean, I think we're seeing it. Open, naked authoritarianism. But doesn't that only accelerate the fall of their system?
Well, yes, they're a failure, but they will strike out. And I think that what they have going for them right now is the dumbing down of America. So in many ways, they have been successful by getting hold of the public school system and teaching people, you know, bad economics and bad foreign policy and all the things that are wrong. But at the same time, you know, the failure is there. I think they know that the failure is there, but they will strike out and they will become more authoritarian. And I think that is exactly what they're doing. And it isn't a partisan thing when you know that the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and the John Boehner's of the world were much more buddies than anybody realized, but that continues. The parties mean very little. But I think if nothing else, this current election cycle that's going on represents the dumbing down of America. But then again, does that mean we should be exhausted and run for the hills, or should we continue the fight? Obviously, I'm here for the fight, and to me it's an intellectual fight. And we have to beat them with better ideas. And I think there is a receptive audience out there. But what they have power because they're in control right now. But what we have on our side is that ideas have consequences. You can't stop ideas. Even the armies and the governments can't stop ideas if their time has come. And, of course, the need has come. And certainly we hope to make it our time has come for the option to be, because I see the collapsing of this system as the opportunity to be more forceful in our presentation, because they will be very aggressive. They will use the judicial system and the IRS and everything else, because their goal is power. They believe that they are exceptional. They believe that they know what is best for us. For instance, the silliness of what this country has endorsed now with the Federal Reserve, that they know what interest rates should be. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world for somebody who knows anything about economics and the free market. So I think there's, in the midst of this mess, we do have opportunities.
Sir, you've got so many organizations and groups and TV shows and radio shows. I see it and hear it everywhere. I want to say congratulations to your media team. It's so wonderful to see you, not just in Congress now, but you look younger than you did 5 years ago, so congratulations on the hard fight in Congress and not missing any votes that you couldn't, and working so hard and now reaching so many people. But is RonPaulLibertyReport.com, is that one of the best sites to talk about?
Yeah, we concentrate on that, although we, you know, we have a homeschool curriculum and Campaign for Liberty and other sites. But, yes, this is my outlet. This is my effort to reach more people, the Ron Paul LibertyReport.com, and our growth is very significant, and I'm excited about it, but we still have a ways to go. But
absolutely,
if you look at what are the various organizations, if you look at the line of growth, it's in the Liberty Report, and that's where I put a lot of my efforts right now.
RonPaulLibertyReport.com, folks, absolutely key to get those articles and videos out to everybody. Now, speaking of this, you, of course, are a retired gynecologist, and you also delivered babies. I guess that's an obstetrician. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir. And I know that you even, you know, famously, without trying to get attention, but it's well known, would go and work basically for free in the charity hospitals. I mean, you're a real Hippocratic Oath type doctor, and so many people that you delivered and so many families that you helped, you know, have spoken out in your campaigns about the great job you've done, a true servant. I know you don't like folks to heap praise on you, but you are uniquely positioned to speak about Obamacare and also about things happening with men and women's issues. So just briefly, the Alamo Draft House, as you know, is a Texas chain based here in Austin, Texas. I know the owner of it, the founder of it. They have been convinced, it's in KXAN, at their new theaters to just have one giant bathroom where men and women both use urinals. That's in KXAN, NBC. I'm not kidding. And I've got the State Department and CIA reports. We've done articles back from 30 years ago about how they wanted to merge men and women together to basically break down the family. And I have another article here out of National Review where they came out and said, we need to get rid of the family. You shouldn't read to your children at night. That, you know, that advances them too much. I know this all sounds crazy, but we're putting it on screen, folks. This is meant to create division, hysteria, insanity, infighting, in my view. And the article actually has the owner saying, we want to do this. Let me read the quote, then I'll go back to you, sir. But I wanted to give you this info so you could respond to it. He said, this design will hopefully eliminate conflict. So let me ask you, Dr. Paul, as a doctor, what do you think all this transgender stuff's about? I mean, I know you're not a hater. I'm not a hater. We're libertarians. These aren't our issues. But what is this? Because this is all they talk about. It's all that seems to be going on. And now they say if it goes well at this new theater, they're going to do it at the theaters I go to with my family. I cannot go with my daughters and lead them into a bathroom with women, I'm sorry, squatting over urinals. What is this, sir? This sounds like mental illness to me, doctor.
Right, and they're determined, and this is social turmoil. But it's come about because we've lost the sense of private property, because the property owner should make all these decisions. But this is something that is absolutely absurd. But you know, if they win with this presentation, and the people go along with it because they have been coerced and bribed into it, the principle is the government gives you money, and then all the states and local communities grab the money. So in education, different things, schools, they take the money. And the reason why they go along with the law is if you don't do exactly what we tell you, you know, they did this with speed limits and everything else. They put out the carrot there and they say, we're going to take it away from you unless you go along with it. So then the politicians go along with it and the people get frightened. Oh, it's going to cost a lot more. Liberty doesn't mean anything at all. So this is the real problem that we have. But if they win and we don't wake up enough people and there's not enough fighting back on legal terms, at the same time using boycotts, They shouldn't get blamed for this. We, the people, have to get blamed for this because we go along with this. And we have indoctrinated our own people to say, oh, this is the right thing to do. This is good. And if you don't go along with it, you're a bigot. Well, maybe if you don't go along with it, you believe in private property. We don't grant people these rights because in our house, to come in and use our house and live there and use the bathroom. So we write all the rules. But a business is private property. Do they get to write their own rules? No, we gave up on that a long time ago because they said we'd be bigots if we got to write our own rules. So this is the whole problem. The answers can be found in private property and voluntarism and cooperation with two people, no matter whether it's a social or economic issue.
But your expert view concurs best with what I said, that this is just turmoil, Cloward and Piven, divide and conquer. If they can't compete with free market, just create a whole bunch of crazy confusion. Because, I mean, in a lot of their own writings, they admit that's their plan.
Yeah, I think that, if you look at the surface, that looks like they're doing quite well. But what we have to have is people to understand that a moral principle can be used to combat what they're saying, because they want to grab the moral high ground. You know, we become the bigots if we even challenge anything they say. They're supposed to be able to set the standard. And, of course, for a libertarian, the standard is set no aggression against anybody else. And it's your life, your body, and your property, and you can do with it what you want as long as you don't hurt other people. But see, that's been rejected, but that is what should be emphasized over and above everything else, rather than entitlements and corporatism and the financial system we have and the international governments that are developing. They have to be challenged. They have to be challenged, you know, through an intellectual challenge by ideas. It can't be challenged with a little bit of token political activity. That's important. But ultimately, it's the ideas that count.
Again, former Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. In closing, sir, I want to, in a few minutes, spend some time getting into your brainchild, auditing the Federal Reserve. In 102 years it hasn't been audited. I guess it's about time now. But before we go there briefly, so many people contact me, so many listeners, so many people on the street, folks connected to the whole Donald Trump campaign, you name it, and they say, look, we know Donald Trump isn't perfect. I disagree with him on his Apple spying stuff and on torture, but he doesn't want war with Russia, and he doesn't, you know, want war in Syria. He does a lot of good things, but separately, just that he's a populist at some level, just that he's going after political correctness, that he wants to audit the Fed, that he admires you. I know he said some mean things about Rand, but Rand said some things back to him. I would love to see both men friends. I know they played golf. But all that aside, is there any way that you could be given, say, a list of his policies that are on his site and say, I don't fully endorse Trump, like Senator Sessions and others do, but, and Sessions said he's not perfect, but the system hates him. He's a populist. He wants better deals for us. He's an anti-globalist. The CFR hates him. I mean, it would just be so wonderful to see a purist, you know, Dr. No, a guy with a perfect constitutional record like yourself. I understand you don't want to now endorse him because you've got a perfect record, something nobody else has. But is there any way to at least highlight the things you think are good? Because I would love to see, you know, the whole Ron Paul libertarian revolution somehow, you know, at least talking to the Trump populist movement.
Well, I think he's too much all over the place. What he says one day is something, the next day sometimes he flip-flops in one day in what he has said over the years. So I have no idea what he believes in. I don't believe he has a basic principle, a basic libertarian principle. Sure, the one thing that he does real well is challenges his political correctness. So no matter what your beliefs are, people get sick and tired of political correctness, and that's very good. But his economic policies are all over the place. When you talk about a 35% tax on imports, you're looking for a trade war. Trade wars lead to bad wars. So, no, I think personally he's very much of an authoritarian. I'm not looking for a boss. I'm looking for somebody who will leave me alone, and he hasn't convinced me that he'll leave me alone. I think he will be the champion of the executive order because he has lived with executive orders, and if he has the strings of power, he won't be bashful in using that. So that is why I'm very hesitant.
Well, I understand, and I've had problems as well. I mean, what he said is basically that's the negotiation with China is a huge threat because they basically have a 35%, you know, obvious tariff internally on us with their currency and some of the things they do, and that then there would be a negotiation. But I can see if people take the brashness that he is kind of being the man on the white horse. Let me ask you this, and then briefly about the Federal Reserve audit, Bill. Why do you think the establishment on both sides is so scared of Trump?
Because it reveals how the deep state works. It reveals exactly what goes on behind the scenes. And the most important part of their secrecy is the interconnection of all the central banks and the arrangements that we make, especially during the bailout period, 08 and 09. That is the part that they keep very secret. But over the years, even all the way back to Wright-Patman days and Gonzalez's day, the populist-type Democrat, they were always stopped because they did not want to reveal what goes on internationally. And that ties this globalism together because if you control the money, you can control the politics of it. So that is the most important thing. It would reveal the individuals, the political interests that benefit. So there are financial interests, the bankers' interests, but there's foreign governments and foreign central banks and corporations. They all benefit, and they don't want
that
revealed.
Sure. Do you think they're against Trump because he supports the
audit? The audit is very, very important.
Sure. How do we get your audit the Fed bill passed? I know it's very, very close.
Who's against it?
Well, I was saying, I mean, that may be one reason.
Well, yeah, I have no idea whether that's important. I don't think it's known to be an issue in this campaign. If you go out and talk to a couple thousand people involved,
let's briefly then in 60 seconds talk about audit the Fed.
Well, we're getting a long way on it, but Campaign for Liberty, our other group, works on that constantly. We've had several votes because we stirred up the population, and they told their congressman, we want you to vote for audit the Fed. It's been very, very successful because we always win the vote overwhelmingly in the House. In the Senate, it's a different story. Rand's gotten the vote once in the Senate. He got a majority vote, but they closed it by closure, so we haven't passed in the Senate. We have a long way to go, and right now, I don't think that any Republican or Democrat that's been running even in this past year, other than Rand, would actually allow the audit to occur because, you know, there's too much tied in. Trump Trump doesn't think the interest rates should ever raise. He loves the idea that the Fed has interest rates down to 0% because his business deals depend on that. So anyway, I don't think we're on the verge of passing it, but we're on the verge of getting a lot more attention. And when this thing comes apart, the Fed has to be the big issue. That's how all this globalism and big government has been financed, and that is through the monetary system.
Amazing doctor.
That, of course, I think is one of the places where we've had amazing that much success.
Congratulations, 30 years positioning it so the guys that hijack the country get the blame when it comes down, and we're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. He did a pretty good job with a three-second delay. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. That was Dr. Ron Paul.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
To be honest with everybody,
I,
get angry on air, and it's real when I get angry, but it's kind of like letting the dog off the leash. So you could say it's fake in that I'm allowing myself to do it. But that's kind of like saying, you know, if you have sex with a woman, you know, it's fake because you let yourself do it. I mean, it's not fake. Or it's like if you let yourself go swim in the ocean, it's not fake. But when I blow up, when I start yelling and screaming, I'm allowing myself to do it, and it is a way of venting, but it's real. Not earlier today. I got so flipped out, not even that angry on air, but physically angry that I want to leave right now, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to settle down, and everything's going to get okay. Because when something hits you at home, like a month ago, I went down to Barton Creek Mall, where I've been going since I was in elementary school. I'd come down here and visit my grandparents on the summer. They take me to the mall. It's an old mall. I've lived here since high school. I've been going there every couple weeks since high school. I go to the mall, and there's women wearing beekeeper suits everywhere. I mean, every turn. I start hyperventilating, and folks, I don't do this normally. I mean, I don't do this back when I was younger. When three guys were wanting to mug me, I didn't start hyperventilating. And I've got my daughters with me, and there's all these Middle Eastern men, and it's just culture shock that our government's bringing all these people in, and these women were basically slaves. I mean, they get killed, folks, if they try to take their beekeeper prisoner mask off. It's like at, you know, Gitmo, they put a hood over your head. That kind of freaked me out. Then Leon McAdoo comes in here with an Austin American Statesman report and a couple others, and a KXAN report, a TV report, and with a straight face, they start talking about we're going to get rid of men's and women's bathrooms and have communal bathrooms where men and women both use urinals. And they've got a big snout that sticks out, and the woman basically grabs it. And it's all about dehumanizing us. And they've got the owner of Alamo Draft House, who I've known for 18 years, saying this is to stop disturbances. You're going to have, I mean, I'm not taking my 8 and 11-year-old daughters and my 13-year-old son all in there. I mean, we don't go in the bathroom with each other now. It's been a long time since I went in bathrooms with my daughters. Because we like privacy, you freaks, and civilization. And I had a panic attack. I've never had panic attacks in my life, but I've been asking people. I'm going to go to a psychologist. I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm starting to have panic attacks where I can't breathe. Okay, these people are coming after us. And by the way, Tim League knows full well what he's doing, okay? The owner of the Alamo Draft House. He knows full well. This is social engineering. And it's a sick joke. Now, these people are out to get us. Okay, that's all I'm telling you, and I've had enough of them. And listen, I'm not never going there again because I just can't handle it. People messing with me and the schools saying they're going to teach five-year-olds that they may not be a man or a woman and don't use he or she. This is an attack on humanity. Like it's space aliens or something, just ending our biological process. 90% of the sperm are dead or half dead. Fertility's plummeting. Cancer's exploding. I'm ranting now. I'm going to go to our guest. Gavin McInnes, and I'll be honest, I like a lot of Vice stuff over the years, but I'm so busy, I don't study the media landscape and things. In the last 6-8 months, I've just seen his videos. I saw him some before, really love the stuff he does. My son watches them. Turns out most of the school watches them, and not just because I'm Alex Jones. I mean, the school, almost everyone, boys and girls, 13, 14, 15, up to high school, and then people I know that are 60 years old are watching Gavin McInnes and also the next host that's coming on with us. That's exciting when people hit the zeitgeist. But I'm like reading his bio, and I go, oh, he's one of the founders of Vice. So, of course, he's a smart guy. And I guess they sold that for a few hundred million or whatever it was to HBO. Now they've kind of taken a new direction. But whatever. The point is that this is the real media right here. And I'm not in competition with somebody like Gavin McInnes. I love the fact he's out there bringing up different points, different angles, some of the same points, because this is a war. I want to beat these people. I don't want to be like Glenn Beck, the guy that has all the answers and knows everything and tells people he's Moses on the mountain. I want an army to defeat these people. I want to hit them from every angle because it gets to me personally. He'll be with us 30 minutes to the next hour, and then Anthony Cumia will continue on for another 30 minutes. But the two will be on together in the next 30 minutes as well after this hour ends. But, boy, it is just crazy the amount of news. They're saying they want to get rid of the grading system and get rid of below C minus. Now, they always propose that. They're doing it now. They are announcing that they want to get rid of parents reading to their children at night because the family's bad. They're actually saying it on ABC News. I've got those articles. Gavin made a great point with Paul Watson last week. And I appreciate him joining us again this week. I had to take care of a family matter, and Paul sat in. He made a great point. He said they just want to blow up civilization because they can't compete with normal free market civilization. That's it. These people know what they're doing. And I want to ask Gavin a question. How high up, though? I mean, we know the top engineers know this. They write white papers on it in textbooks. This is admitted. They give ABC News interviews now. But how low down in the strata of the average trendy, authoritarian, mental patient, cult member, liberal do they realize this is about destroying civilization? Gavin, you've got CompoundMedia.com. Twitter is Gavin _ McInnes, McInnes. We salute your wonderful work. You've got the Gavin McInnes Show that is on Eastern Time many days, right up against us at the same time, which I think is just wonderful because I can care less. It's attack on all fronts. Thanks for popping in with us today, Gavin. What is going on here?
Well, here's the big question is, how much of this sabotage has an agenda? Like, what are they trying to do? And, of course, there's the theory that it's all about destroying civilization, destroying Western cultures so they can rebuild something new. But I'm starting to think that what's really going on here is just sabotage. Like, I think George Soros' father was on his deathbed. He just said to George, just go make a huge mess. And then he died, and George went, all right, I'm just going to throw money at sabotage. I don't think there's an agenda here. I think it's just malicious. It's just malicious discontent.
I agree with you. They set up a system to rot the submass to make us servile idiots, but it's affecting them in blowback. And now the program has gotten out like zombies out of the underground base, and it's just wreaking havoc where the most radical, stupid ones are now commanders as they have taxpayer-funded systems dumping Drano in their eyes and having taxpayers pay for them and their arms and legs chopped off to live in little boxes. And folks, if you're a new viewer, this is the new trendy stuff to do. I mean, how far will it go, Gavin?
Well, it will go until we discipline them. It's almost like a crazy girlfriend that wants to get slapped. And I've noticed when I'm in my community, which is Hipstersville, Brooklyn, I live in Williamsburg, and when I wear my Trump shirt, I've noticed there's this strange sort of capitulation where they sort of bow their heads and accept that I am the alpha in this situation. So I think that these far-left nut bars that are sabotaging our culture don't really want to sabotage it. It's like a child acting out. And you know,
they're betas that want to be put in their place.
They want a timeout. And it's our job to do that. And that's what we're doing with Compound Media. That's what you're doing in InfoWars. We're saying, I know you want to get slapped. Here's a slap.
Sometimes a girl needs a good smack. Which I don't actually believe in that, but that's a famous quote from Sean Connery. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, they really honestly don't want to take over. And look at what they do, too. They say, okay, I don't like the patriarchy. I don't like white males. I don't like cis, whatever we're called this week. And they go, and you go, all right, because guys are pretty, us cis white males are pretty open-minded. We go, all right, well, what do you got? Maybe I do suck. And they go, it's called Sharia law. And you go, that's what you're going to replace me with? Something that was me 500 years ago, the Salem witch trials, we're going back to that? No, we're not doing that. That's what's crazy here is they don't have a plan B. They want to eradicate Western tradition. They want to blow up conservatism. They want to destroy the family, the patriarchy, marriage, all that stuff. And you go, wow, you must have a great plan if you're sabotaging.
They're like, no, we'll replace it with caveman patriarchy with a bunch of inbred psychopaths cutting women's genitals off and putting beekeeper outfits on them and all murdering each other. Why is the left so in love with radical jihadists?
Because they feel guilty that they haven't done anything with their lives, and it makes them feel bad about themselves. And who makes you feel bad about yourself? Your dad. So all my anger is now going to be directed towards daddy. Everyone who looks like dad is evil, and I'm going to discredit dad so I don't feel bad that I took mass comm at NYU and put myself $60,000 in debt.
Exactly. I mean, they've got worthless educations, and now they've weaponized it to make people so mentally ill and so confused and you know, obsessed with brown paper bags or that somebody's having a costume party that they don't realize they've been totally screwed over.
Exactly. The lunatics want to run the asylum, but we're telling them, Trust me, if I let you run the asylum, you're all going to die. Piggy's going to get the conch shell like in Lord of the Flies, and he's going to get brained with a big rock. Trust me, you're better off with me in charge because I've been doing this for a quarter of a million years.
That is what's crazy, though. Where they're leading us is Road Warrior with, like, literal warlords driving around in armored vehicles with heads mounted on the front, with women in bikinis and chains, with Slayer playing. I mean, that's where this goes in like 10 years if they keep going this direction.
It is. And the fact that Bernie Sanders is so popular, do you know what socialists do to gays? Do you know what these totalitarians do to creative types, to artists, to comedians? You know, you'll be the first to go, they like me. Islamists like Islamophobes like me because we have balls. We're alphas. The first to go is the gays and the artists and you. Not you, Alex Jones, but you, the guy who is pro-Islam. I mean, we just had Eagles of Death Metal. They were...
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
89 people killed at that concert, right? The guy, the singer of the band, he says to me that he's suspicious of the security, he's suspicious of Islam, he's suspicious of Arabs, Arab money, and now he's backtracking because it's killing his band. They're having shows canceled because they dared to question the narrative. And what's fantastic about it is, in the interview, he said to me, you ever read George Orwell? You ever read Animal Farm? He goes, as soon as someone questions the narrative, they all become bleeding sheep. And then, after saying that, exactly what he said happens. The bleeding sheep start canceling their shows. And now, Jesse Hughes is a pariah. He's actually mad at me. We're not friends anymore because I got him in this mess. And I go, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the mess.
They're the ones going after your free speech. Oh, we're so sorry that radical jihadis came and shot everybody with, you know, all this garbage. No, no, no. Now that he didn't, that everybody didn't grovel properly, he's got to have his shows canceled.
A woman stepped in front of him. She got shot in the face. Her jaw exploded. She's dead. He had shrapnel of teeth and bone in his face. He had to get stitches. They had to pull teeth out of his face. And we are sitting here telling him that we, quote unquote, disagree. That's what the promoter said who canceled their show at Rock on Sin, which is like the Coachella.
He's the victim. The West is the victim. The free speech is the victim. And it's the West that empowered women and opened everything up. I mean, I can put it on screen. BBC, Communist China kills gay men. These countries kill them. But then we're supposed to sit here and then let pedophiles have access to our kids or we're homophobic.
Well, you know what's really going on here is the socialists, the communists, the far left, when they notice a pattern, they commit genocide. So that's why they're so petrified of noticing a pattern of any sort of discussion of eugenics or biology or any kind of pattern, because they've noticed their boy Stalin, their boy Pol Pot, their boy Hitler. They tend to exterminate the people that notice the pattern. Us here on the right with the libertarians, we go, we notice a pattern, we just discuss it. We don't kill anyone. That's what's crazy about the left and the right. We all have our opinions, but the left enforces their opinions to a fault. The right just sits there going, I've noticed a pattern here. That's interesting. And they let meritocracy take over. If you're tall and you're good at basketball, you're in the NBA. The end.
Well, that's right. In fact, they're now, I'm sure you saw the National Review article, I mentioned it, where they're talking to this professor on ABC News like it's normal, going, well, it's very bad to read to your kids because other people don't read to their kids. And it's bad to have private school. And, you know, families, as you say, family is something we're not going to get rid of quite yet. But, you know, the state will allow it for now, but we're phasing it out. With a straight face, well, then it's wrong then if you're a 7-foot tall black guy named LeBron James because, you know, the Lollipop Guild can't beat you at basketball.
It's just a war on, it's funny, you know, info wars. What do we want? We want information. We just want an open discourse. They want to shut down discourse. And I think it's based on revenge. It's based on spite. And there's the Indian Child Welfare Act. I had this Lauren McGill on my show the other day. And this 6-year-old girl, Lexi Page, she's 1.4% Choctaw. And she was ripped from her foster family, her white foster family, at 6 years old, torn from them and thrown to some other family who's loosely related to Choctaws through marriage. And the Indian Child Welfare Act ruined this family. I mean, destroyed her siblings. This poor girl's siblings are having seizures because they're so traumatized by this event. And why are we doing it? It's not to make to reunite an Indian family. It's not to right any wrongs. It's just pure revenge. And this spiteful, horrible act is taking white guilt and punishing this family because of what we did in the past. Yes, it was terrible what we did with the Indians. We separated families. That was terrible. But to create legislation that is just pure revenge, it's sick and twisted. And you know who suffers? Lexi Page.
Exactly. It's all about social engineering. Gavin McInnes is our guest, radio TV host, one of the founders of Vice Media. We're going to break. I want to come back and get into some of the angles and issues that you're looking at front and center. But just briefly, is it a sign of weakness in the authoritarian left and this orgy of control that Facebook's openly censoring, denies it, is forced to admit it, that the Federal Elections Commission wants to regulate drugs, that means us next? I mean, really, this is so naked. I'm surprised more on the so-called left aren't repenting and defending the First Amendment. Because you can say what you wanted about the left a long time ago. I'm a libertarian. More allied with them on many cases. But no, they're just like, no, get rid of free speech. We're taking over. That's really scary.
Yes. Well, what we have here is a zenith. We've reached full peak SJW, and this is not their year. You know that zombie song? This will be our year. Took a long time to come. This is our year. And people always ask me, well, where do you get that from? And if you're not watching it every day, you don't really see what is happening with the culture. But right now, these idiots have gone too far. And a great example I always use is the chalkening. Someone wrote Trump in chalk on a university floor, on the ground. Everyone went ballistic. Instead of getting sympathy, more Trump 2016 happened. And Trump and this sort of chalkening, they call it, is a perfect example of how they are done, and it's our turn.
That's right. The minute we start resisting and don't follow their orders is the minute they start to fall, and their orders get so bizarre, so extreme, so insane, that we're forced to say, okay, I'm not going to the Alamo Draft House for women to use a urinal. It's over, weirdos. We'll be right back with our guest.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
Speaking of the zombies, here they are. By the way, I am the opposite of trendy. Okay, let's just get that out there, that I'd pay no attention. But most people who are really trendy and cause the trends don't pay attention. And, of course, I'm now learning more about Gavin McGinnis since I've been watching him for 6 months. And obviously, has a big buzz going. He's had big buzzes before, started Vice. But I was reading here, he's known as the godfather of hipsterdom, and then left Vice in 2007, I guess, because they were not truly hip anymore. And that's my deal. He looks just like the Russian Tsar, the one that looked like the British king, back in World War One. I mean, he could be a body double. I guess he was born in England. But look, he looks good with that beard and that mustache. He pulls it off. He's the guy that started it. In fact, I was just Googling. I didn't know that. But now everybody's got the beard, and my only issue is, if you can't pull it off, don't do it. But there's Gavin McGinnis, Nicholas II, Tsar of Russia. I'm sure that's not the first time you've been told this. Hey, I got to go to him in a moment, because I got to plug at least once this hour. I already skipped a break with Ron Paul. Buy our products. They'll blow you away. The best water filters, the best non-GMO seeds, the best game-changing nutraceuticals. This hippopotamus lost 70 pounds on X2 and Supermel Vitality. Supermel Vitality is back in stock, too much sold out, because it's hard to get the herbs and cold press them and just keep them in stock, and we're not changing the formula, but it's a big problem. It's sold out 6 months out of the year. It's sold out a few months, and we get more. We're trying to up the production, but it is that good. It's kind of like certain vintage wines or certain years. You just run out. It's like wine. It blows people away. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Free shipping on orders, $50 or more. $10 off or 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. So, InfoWarsLife.com, thanks for supporting the broadcast. Okay, Gavin, I just made the whole point about that you secretly are related to Tsar Nicholas II.
That's actually a secret. You shouldn't have mentioned that on the show. That's, Lord designed a man's face to cover the fact that you don't have a chin and you have aesthetic problems. I don't know why we ignore that. I look at Rupert Murdoch, and as Carl Pilkington says, he looks like a turtle without a shell. If you're ugly.
Well, hey, here's the deal. I have not a weak chin. It's actually, my dad's a dentist, about as big as they get. It's like a bulldog, so it's giant. So I have a regular length chin, but you're right. It looks like I have a small chin because I have a giant pumpkin head. But if I grow a beard, I look like a caveman. You think I should grow one now that it's like now uncool? Or what should I do?
By all means. You've got kind of a round head. Are you a Slovak? Are you Eastern European?
No, but if you mix like a Brit with a German and then Native American, that's pretty much what Slovaks are, because that's where the Indians came from, was basically China, Huns, over the Bering Strait of the Americas. So I'm kind of like an artificial Western genetic variety of a Slav, actually.
You're a homemade Slav.
I'm an American-made Slav with no original Slav, but even older Slav from Bering Land Strait, 15,000-year-old Asian.
Yes. Well, I married an Indian, and I made a bunch of Indians. They're very cute as kids. I highly recommend them.
All right, listen, I'm running over you here. You got censored famously or manipulated, and I want to talk about this some in the next hour with you, but let's start talking about it now. On The Daily Show, there's a new case of Katie Couric caught. I don't know if you've seen this. Just came out yesterday, where she edited the video to make it look like they couldn't answer a question, but they could.
Okay, so here's the assumption, right? White male patriarchy is retarded. We're idiots. And we're so stupid, by the way, that when we talk and when we express our beliefs, the left sort of goes, oh, God, here we go again with this idiotic mentality. This is so boring. And in order to purport that myth, they have to take dozens of people doing hours of research. They have to spend all this time in the editing lab, and they have to edit in pictures of them going, oh, which is what happened on The Daily Show. I did this interview with this guy about women's soccer, and his contention was that women are getting paid less for the same amount of work. which is just ridiculous. Women are not as good at soccer. There's more eyeballs for men's soccer. Yes, ladies, you had a good year in 2015. But
hold on, Gavin. Back in 70 seconds. A lot of breaks at the end of the hour. I'm going to come back, finish this. You caught him red-handed.
That's right.
Because they're such geniuses. The left's always, oh, we're such geniuses. Libertarians are so dumb, and they're the dumbest people. They're minions.